This is BOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Chinese balloon drifting high above the U.S. and first revealed over Montana has created a buzz down below among residents and raised a chorus of alarm from elected officials. The high-altitude balloon rolled the diplomatic or royal diplomatic tensions as it continued to move over the central U.S. on Friday, and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken abruptly canceled an upcoming trip to China.
China's decision to fly a surveillance balloon over the continental United States is both unacceptable and irresponsible. That's what this is about. It's a violation of our sovereignty. It's a violation of international law.
And by the way, Montana is home to Malmstrom Air Force Base and dozens of nuclear missile silos. The group of seven rich nations, the European Union and Australia, have set price caps for Russian diesel and other refined petroleum products to keep markets supplied while limiting Moscow's revenues when an EU embargo kicks in.
The EU measure, which takes effect on February 5th, follows an earlier EU embargo on Russian seaborne crude, for which the bloc, the G7, and Australia set a crude price cap at $60 per barrel starting Sunday. The coalition aims to punish Russia over its invasion of Ukraine almost a year ago by depriving it of revenue from its oil exports while averting a surge in prices that could occur if Russian oil stopped flowing to global markets. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro spoke to hundreds of supporters at a property owned by former U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday and did not discourage them from claiming he lost his election due to fraud. Bolsonaro has never explicitly made that claim, but he sowed doubt about the reliability of Brazil's voting machines before his November loss. He is now under federal investigation there for inciting an attack on the country's congressional